Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Dalid. We are holding at the Mishnah on the very top of daf Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, Nisham Shav and Aliyah. And also, we want to start making the announcement that join us here at BKNW together with All Torah to celebrate our daily learning together at the Siyum of Seder Nezikin here in our shul in North Woodmere, an opportunity to join in person and prepare for Slichos. This Siyum is going to be Thursday, September 11th. For details and RSVP, visit go.alldaf.org/Siyum5T. So we look forward to seeing everybody here, what should be a wonderful, wonderful celebration of a Siyum Seder Nezikin. What we're going to discuss today is the following. The Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph is going to talk about, going to give a whole list of things who are Aser Ba'anah and Aser Ba'kol Shuhu, that if it gets mixed with even 1,000 others, that the whole thing, the whole Taroves, is going to be Aser. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what qualifies something to be on the list of our Mishnah, what qualities does it need to have in order to make it onto the list of our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to question why certain other items aren't on the list of our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page is going to have machlokas, how to handle a taroves of Yayin Nesach. Does the whole thing just become usher, or do you just say you're not allowed to get hana'a from the fact that there's Yayin Nesach in there, so you can sell it, just don't get paid for the Yayin Nesach portion of it? And the Gemara is going to discuss what type of taroves we're even talking about. Are we talking about a taroves of different barrels, or a mixture of yayin b'yayin, of wine that actually mixes with other wine? And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to start the discussion of kashering by having the Mishnah talk about kashering a wine press. The Gemara is going to get into different uses that the wine press may have had, and what kind of kashering it needs based on the usage of the wine press and based on the material that the things are made from. So wine utensils, kashering wine utensils, is going to be what Amud Beis is about. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Elu Asurin Va'osur Mekol Shuhu. The following things are Asur Ba'anah, and if one of them falls into 1,000 others of like kind, the entire Taravis, the entire mixture, is going to be Asur. It Asur's even Bekol Shuhu. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though by Kol Yisurim Shebetorah, if you have a Dvar Issa that mixed with the Dvar Heter, in a Yavish B'Yavish kind of Taravis, we say that it's Batal B'Rov, so Rov connected the Issa that was Nafal, everything is going to be Mutter. Over here, with these items, where it's a Dover Shalem, and we see it's a Dover Shebeminion, even if it falls into 1,000 others, the whole Taravis is going to be Asir. Now, the Rishonim point out, the Rashba, the Ritva, they point out that we cannot say Osim B'Kol Shu means Klape the Isser, meaning that if you have even a Mashahu of these items, that, I mean, Kol Shu can't mean that no matter how tiny the Isser is. Kol Shu means no matter how big the Heter is. That's what it means. No matter, you can have tens of thousands of the Heter, and this one Isser falls in, it's going to be Usser. But it's not about no matter how tiny the Isser is, because the whole idea the Gemara is going to say is that everything mentioned in our Mishnah is a Dover Shebeminion. It's something that has inherent Chashivus. So the Mishnah could be talking about a piece of steak that falls into 10,000 pieces of steak. It cannot be talking about a half of a quarter of a bite of steak that falls into 100 pieces of steak. Right? I mean, it can't be talking about something that's too tiny, because the whole kunz of the Mishnah is that the reason that it's not batal is that the Isser item itself has chashivos. So that's what the Rishonim point out. There is machlokas Rishonim whether there are items in our Mishnah that are Avodah Zarah related, and there are items in our Mishnah that are not Avodah Zarah related. So is this qualification that it needs to be a chashiva item, that it needs to be a Dover Shebeminion, an item that has inherent chashivos, in order to not be batel, is that true even about the Avodah Zarah related items in our Mishnah? The Tosus Rid and the Rashbar Medayik from Rashi, and the Rambam Pirush HaMashnayos says explicitly that even Yayin Nesach and Avodah Zarah and the Oros Levuvin, which are usher because of Avodah Zarah, also need to be a Dover Shalem. They also need to be a complete, significant, substantial entity in order to not to become batel. However, many other Rishonim, the majority of other Rishonim, disagreed. The Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Ran, that entire school of Rishonim hold that since these things are Asr Mishum Avel Dezara, they're Asr Mekol Shu, and they don't need to be a Davar Shalem. And the reason is because the Isra Avel Dezara is more Chamer, V'lo Yidbak B'yad Chama Uma Min Acherim. So even a Mashu that gets Misariv is going to Asr the Taroves. And they say, and the Rashba and the Ran just point out that according to them, all of the things that are Asr the Taroves are only Asr when they're Be'en, but normally if they melt or they become totally disintegrated, they're not going to ask the Taroves because they're no longer a Davar Shebeminyan. Whereas the Isuri Avodah Zara in our Mishnah, even if they become totally disintegrated and totally lost in the Taroves, they will still ask her because that's part of the Chomer HaDavar of Avodah Zara. So again, what we said is all of the items listed in our Mishnah, Asr B'Kol Shu, that means that no matter how big the heter is, as long as the Isser is a substantial item. But that requirement of it being a substantial item may not extend to the Avodah Zara related items in our Mishnah. That's Machlokas, whether that extends even to the Avodah Zara related items in our Mishnah. So again, the following things are Asabana and they're Asa even B'Kol Shu. So let's go down the list. Yayin Esach. We know what Yayin Esach is by now. So you have a barrel of Yayin Esach gets mixed in with 1,000 other barrels. So since a barrel of Yayin Esach is a chash of a thing, it's not going to be a batel in the 1,000 other barrels. Let's say you have an actual Getchka, an actual Avodah Zarah, gets mixed in with 1,000 other statues that are not Avodah Zarah. So it's going to be Asr B'Kol Shu, they're all going to be Asr. V'Oros Levuvin, the hide of an animal that they would cut the heart out of the animal in order to be Makdir L'Avodah Zarah, and the or, that hide of the animal, is Asr B'Anah. Rashi points out, back on Daf Chavtas, that it's Mishum Tikrovas Avodah Kochavim. Tos Yotif says that the Avodah that there would be Makdir, that there would be makriv the or as well. That's why the or is Asr B'Anah. They would actually be makrivit to the Avodah Zarah. Chasam Sofer writes in a tshuva that no, the or was actually not nevad at all. But since a person wants the animal that he's being makriv the Avodah Zarah to have nice or as well, so that's why the or becomes Asr. It's like noy Avodah Zarah kind of thing. So if that becomes mixed in with 1,000, it's going to be Asr. Vishara Niskal, a shard that had killed a human being, and therefore it's chayiv skila. So it's asr b'anah. If it gets mixed in with 1,000 other oxen, so they're all going to be asr. All of these oxen are going to be asr. So we're talking about, or the Ran points out, when it was mixed in while it was still alive, after it had a gemar din l'skila. Or if it was ready niskal, but you cooked a chaticha chashuva of its meat, that's a chashuva cut of meat that you could even serve to guests. Because again, everything over here has to be something that's a davar shaminyan, that's a davar chashuv. So a dead carcass of a shor doesn't seem to be a very chashuva thing. So either was about a shor niskal prior to the skila, so it's a live animal and that's a very chashuva thing. Or it's after the skila, but you made a very nice piece of meat out of it. You made a very nice steak out of it, and that would make it a davar chashuv. There is a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. What if you have a chaticha of nevela that's not yet cooked? So it could become something that's royal ischabid lefnei aorchim that you can give to guests and would be a davar chashuv. But right now it's just a piece of raw meat. So that is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Asim Kuf Aleph whether a chatichas nevela that's not cooked is considered to be a davar shaminyan, whether it has that level of chashivus. Okay, so that's shara niskal. The egla arufa, an egla arufa, that was yesterday's parsha, right? That an egla that they bring, that where they find a dead body in the basin of the closer city, does the arifas ha-egla. So the egla arufa is asr ba'anah. That's the Gemara says from the pasuk va'arfu sham ha-egla banachal sham, we darshan that that's where it should be buried for forever. So it's Asr B'Anah. It's kapara ksivba kikachim, the Gemara says that it's treated the Torah used the term kapara like it does by kachim. So egla rufa says kaper liamcha Yisrael like by kachim, which are Asr B'Anah. So an egla rufa that gets mixed in with 1,000 other eglos is going to be Asr B'Anah. The whole Torah is going to be Asr. Vitzipore mitzora, the birds that a mitzora has to be makriv on the day of his tara, and they're Asr B'Anah. If it gets mixed in with one of those birds, get mixed in with 1,000 other birds. They're all going to be Asr. Usa'ar Nazir, the hair that a Nazir is Megaleach on the day that he completes his Nazirus, which is Asr Ba'ana, if it gets mixed in with shearings of 1,000 other people's hair, then all of the shearings of the hair are going to be Asr. Now, the Sa'ar Nazir is Asr Ba'ana because you have to burn it Tachas Hadud, right? The Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, V'nasan ala esha shar tachas zevach hashlamim, that you put it on the fire that cooks the korban. So Tos Yom Tov raises the question that there's a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun Zayin that darshens from the pasuk Kadoshia Gadol Parasar Rosho that Gidulu Yekodesh, that that's how I learned that it's Asr Ba'ana. Yet Rashi over here quotes the pasuk that I just said before, V'nasan ala esha shar tachas zevach hashlamim. Why does Rashi quote a different source than the Gemara itself quotes to explain why the Sayer Nazir is Asr Ba'ana? So in the Avas Esan on the Mishnayos, he says, well, the drasha that Rashi brings, Luchara, is a better drasha. It's more mefurash, because the drasha of the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Kadosh Yeh, that it's not clear what's Kadosh. The Gemara is saying, oh, Kadosh Yeh means the hair of the Nazir. Maybe it just means the Nazir is Kadosh. The Nazir is holy. So it's not as explicit, whereas but Rashi, it's the Pasuk Rashi quotes, V'nasan al esha sher tacha zevach shlamim, is very clear in the Pasuk that it's talking about the hair. So when you're describing the hair of the Nazir being Asr Ba'ana, Rashi quotes the more direct Pasuk, not the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes. But how is Seir Nazir a Dabar Chashev? Hair, like the stuff on the floor in the barbershop that they just sweep up, and I don't know what they do with it. They throw it. So how does that's a Dabar Chashev? So how does that count as a Dabar Chashev? So Rashi writes, yeah, they would sell the hair for this many shearings of hair, this amount, this volume for a seller, and they would make bags out of it, and they would make things, sacks out of the hair. Tosfos in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Ayin Beis, said that they would use the hair to weave into a beged a different tzura. Like they were, if you wanted in your beged a nice picture of a bird or something like that, they would weave hair in and make a nice tzura in the beged itself. The Ran says that we're talking about that they would weave from the hair, they would weave a beged out of the hair itself. And that beged, we're not talking about the hair, shearings of hair are not a davar chashuv, but it's that they already used the hair to make a nice beged, and that beged got mixed in with other begadim. So that's a davar chashuv that gets mixed in with other things. Upeter chamar, or the firstborn of a donkey, that you need to be poda for a sheep, and then give that sheep to a kohen. So if you have not yet been poda it, that peter chamar, that firstborn donkey, is aser behana'a, right? And if it gets mixed in with 1,000 others, it's all going to be aser behana'a. The Rishonim raised the question that why don't you just be poda it? I mean, if it gets mixed in with 1,000 others, so you know that one of these 1,001 donkeys is the peter chamar, just be poda it for a sheep, and then all the donkeys are going to be mutter. And then the sheep is going to. Why would you ask her a whole tarovdas if you could just be poded for a sheep? So the Piskei Rid says it must be that the bailim is not there. Only the bailim is able to be poded it. Other people are not able to be poded it. So whereas the Meiri says no, we're talking about a petar chamar that they were not poda and they already did an arifa on the petar chamar. Like the Torah says v'im lo siftev arafto, that if you don't do a pidyon, then you got to do an arifa on it. So now it's dead. So now it's too late to be poda it. Okay, so you have this petah chamor that for whatever reason they can't be poda, it gets mixed in with 1,000 other chamorim, so the whole taroves is going to be asur. Ooh, basar b'chalav, and a chatichas basar that gets cooked with chalav, so the whole chaticha now becomes an isra na'a of basar b'chalav, and it gets mixed in with 1,000 other chatichos, because basar b'chalav is asur ba'na'a. That's what the Gemara darshens, Los Vashal Didi b'chalev imo, it says three times, echel isra achila, echel isra bishal, Echad the Isser Hana'a. Now Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, the Rabbos of Shal Rashi. A number of places in Shas Rashi quotes his Rebbeim. One of the things he says is that over here we're not talking about a chaticha of basar b'chal that gets mixed in with 1,000 chatichos. No, what the Mishnah means to say is that a drop of challah falls into a kedera of basar, or a chaticha of a small chaticha of basar that falls into a large kedera of challah. And the chiddush is that even though that little tiny drop that fell in is not no Saint Tam in anything, nevertheless it asers everything that it fell on. So Rashi says that pshat is incorrect. It cannot cannot be what we're talking about. Because first of all, a teapot that's not nosin tam is not pasul b'chalav. It does not become pasul b'chalav when you have a tarovus of min b'sheinu mino, it's been nosin tam, and if it's not nosin tam, it's heter gomer. So a drop of milk falls into your chicken soup, to a giant pot of chicken soup, and there's no tam of the milk in the chicken soup, the whole thing is kosher. It's not pasul b'chalav at all. And second of all, that teapot is not a chaticha real iskabed. It's not a davar shebeminyan. It's not a davar chashuv. The whole Mishnah is about a davar chashuv. And therefore Rashi says, when we say basar b'chalav, it's what I said, says Rashi. We're talking about, you had a steak that you fried in butter. Now it's basar b'chalav mamish. That steak gets mixed in with 1,000 other steaks, so that we say is not going to be batel even in 1,000 other steaks. Usira mishtalech, and the siira mishtalech on Yom Kippur, that there would be shalech azazel zasubana, and an asus saroves the elef as well. In the hagos hagra, he takes out siira mishtalech, and in the rif and the rush, they also don't bring siira mishtalech. The duke sofrim writes that we shouldn't be goris. Because the Gemara in Temura says that our Mishnah is only talking about Chulin, meaning not because it's not true about the Seir Mishtalech, but when the Gemara in Maseches Temura says that there are certain items that don't make the list in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is only about Chulin, it's not talking about Kadshim, and Seir Mishtalech is very much Kadshim, so therefore it doesn't belong on the list of our Mishnah. V'chulin shenishkutu ba'azara, and Chulin that's shechted in the Azara is also Asur Ba'ana, so the Chaticha of that gets mixed in with 1,000 the chatichos, they're all going to be asur. So bottom line is, all the items on this list, harei elu asurin va'osun b'kolshu, they are asur b'ana, and they asur a taroves even b'kolshu. So all the dinim ramishna are when it's a taroves of min b'mino, obviously. The Rashba points out, if it were a taroves of min b'she'eno mino, then it would be recognizable, right? Meaning if then you would just take it out, it would be obvious. So obviously we're talking about a case of min b'mino. Now, the Chora, according to the Shitas, the Min B'mino Asas B'mashu B'kol Yisurim Shebetorah, then what's our Mishnah adding over here? Meaning we're saying, oh, these Yisurim are not regular Yisurim. These Yisurim are Dvarim Chashuvim, and therefore they're not going to be Asur, they're not going to be Batal Afilu Be'elef. Well, wait just a second. Every Taroves in our Mishnah is a Min B'mino Taroves. If you hold that Min B'mino, there's a Machlokas Tanoim, as we said before, as we've said many times already, whether Min B'mino Mida Oraisa is Batal Barov, or Min B'mino is Afilu Be'elef Lo Batal, if you assume like the Shita that Min B'mino is not even Batel Be'elef, what's the Chiddush of these items? Nothing that's Min B'mino is going to be Batel. So a group of Rishonim suggests, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba, that even those who Aser Min B'mino B'mashu, that's only La Achila. The items in our Mishnah are Aser B'hana'a. That would be even Nisr Hana'a extends to Ta'afilu Be'elef. Okay, so that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Now, says Gemara, Tana Maiko Chashiv, what type of items, what qualities are we looking for to make the list in our Mishnah of things that Asr B'kolshu? If you're listing things that are counted in number because on account of their chashivos, so we're only mentioning things that that you would count by number, and you wouldn't just say, oh, you have 10 pounds of it. You would say, no, I have 10 pieces of this item or 5 pieces of this item, that's not going to be batel even if it's Asr B'ana, because of its chashivos, it's only sold by number. The Gemara Maseches Beitza, when it talks about davar sheminyan, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, es shedarko limnos or kol shedarko limnos. How is something considered davar sheminyan? Is it something that is only sold by number, or something that is sometimes sold by number and sometimes by weight and volume and whatever else also? So that's a machlokes amorayim. But if that's all it requires to make the list in our Mishnah, davar sheminyan, listening on Michatichos Nevela, how come it didn't mention a chaticha of nevela, a nice piece of steak that's a nevela, that's also a davar shebeminyan, and it should aser everything. Certainly if you hold kol shedarko limnos, like Reish Lakish, if you hold esh shedarko limnos, maybe not, but at least anything it's certainly a davar shebeminyan if you hold that anything that's sometimes counted. So and if in order to make the list in our Mishnah, it just needs to be something that that's also bana l'sinami chametz bePesach. How come chametz bePesach is not on the list? Chametz bePesach is also bana, and it gets mixed in with a piece of chametz gets mixed in with 1,000 pieces of non chametz. They're all going to be aser. So why doesn't that make the list in our Mishnah? Now the Rishonim raised the question. The Ran raises the question. Chametz anyways is davar sheyesh matirin. That's mutter after Pesach, right? As soon as Pesach is over, chametz becomes mutter again. So davar sheyesh matirin is not patal be'alef anyway. So maybe that's why the Tana doesn't bring it, because we're trying to list things that aren't going to be batal because of whatever quality all these items on the list in the Mishnah have. Chametz Pesach has a different quality that makes it not batal, that it is a davar sheyesh matirin. So the Ran writes that the Gemara is asking lefi shitas Rabbi Yehuda that chametz bePesach is also la'achra Pesach afilu bahana'a. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's also even la'achra Pesach, chametz shover lafa Pesach is also bahana'a even after Pesach. So within that shita, it's not a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Alternatively, the Gra on the bottom of Yaradeya in Simon Kuf Beis says chametz Pesach is not davar sheyesh lamatirin, because davar sheyesh lamatirin means something that once it becomes mutter stays mutter. Chametz Pesach will become aser again next year. So it's not something that stays mutter. So therefore, it's not a davar sheyesh matirin. But bottom line is, our Gemara is asking, what does it take to make the list in our Mishnah? If it takes being a davar sheminyan, chetiches nevela belong. If it takes being an isra'ana, then chametz bePesach belongs. So says the Gemara, Amr Rebchir Barab, Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Haytana, Tarti Islay, davar sheminyan, Ve'isurei Hana'a. In order to make the list in our Mishnah, you need both qualities. It needs to be a davar sheminyan, and it needs to be something that's aser bana. So says Gemara, okay, I could think of more things that should have made the list in our Mishnah and fit both criteria. They're a davar sheminyan and they're isurei hana. V'lisni agoze perech v'rimoni badan. What about the agozim that come from perech and the rimonim that come from badam? That from badan, that if they're arla or klayim and they get mixed in with a whole bunch of other agozim or rimonim, the whole tarovus is aser. The davar sheminyan v'isurei hanahu, that they're chashuv, they're sold by minyan, they're sold by number, and they're aser ba'ana. So says Gemara, answers Gemara, Hatana lehasam, the Tana already mentions these items in the Mishnah Maseches Arla. That's where the Tana mentions a gozei perech and rimoni badan and other things that aser the tarovs bekolshu because they are so chashuv. And the Tana says, haroi la'arla, arla. If you have these agozim rimonim and they happen to be arla, so then the whole tarovs becomes arla. Haroi la'kileakerem, kileakerem. If they happen to be kileakerem, then and they're get mixed in with other things, then the whole taroves becomes kilei akerem. So the Mishnah over there talks about the Yisurim of Arla and kilei akerem, which are Yisurei Hana'a. So it's already mentioned in the Mishnayos. We don't have to mention it in our Mishnah also. We already have these examples listed in a different Mishnah. We assume you learn all Shisha Sidri Mishnah, so you'll get to all the examples. And our Mishnah lists the examples that weren't already covered in the Mishnah Maseches Arla. So Tosas raises the question, wait just a second, he says, if you look at that Mishnah in Arla, it says on that list in the Mishnah, Yayinesech. It says Chaviostumos, which means Yayinesech. And yet, in our Mishnah, also says Yayinesech. So how come our Mishnah repeated Yayinesech? I thought we're not repeating things that already appear in the Mishnah Maseches Arla. So Tosfos answers exactly what you expect him to answer. We're learning Avodah Zarah. So you're not going to have a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that doesn't mention the Avodah Zarah example. Meaning when this is the topic, this is the Sugya Dekala, this is what we're supposed to be learning. So obviously we're going to mention the Avodah Zarah example. But we don't have to mention every Arla and Kilei Akerem example that it has over there. Frankly, Gemara Vayit. Why not mention bread that's made into as nice, beautiful loaves that a balabais makes, li'inyin chametz bePesach, that if it's chametz and it gets mixed in with a whole bunch of other kikaros, it asers b'kolshu. That's also davar sheminyan, and it's chametz, so it's yisurei hana. So man shamet amalei, who's the one that told you kikar shel bal bayis are considered a davar chashuv? That's Rabbi Akiva. Meaning in the Mishnah in Maseches Arla, it goes through which items are chashuv, and there's one opinion that says you can't just assess that anything that's counted is a davar chashuv. No, there are only six items in the entire world that are chashuv, and it lists those six items. And Rabbi Akiva says also kikar kikar shel bal bayis. There's a seventh item. Kikar shel bal bayis is also chashuv. So Rabbi Akiva is one that says kikar shel bal bayis are chashuv and hatan lehasan. It's already mentioned in the Mishnah Maseches Arla that according to the Chum there are six items that are not batal because of their chashivus. But Rabbi Akiva Mosif af kikar shel bal bayis that's also davar chashuv and is not going to be batal. So once it's already mentioned in the Mishnah in Arla, the Tana doesn't have to mention it over here. So again, all the Gemara did is Gemara said we first outlined what qualities you need to make the list in our Mishnah. It needs to be a davar shel minyan and it needs to be suri anah. We challenged what about a gozi parech, rimoni badon, kikar shel bal bayis, and all of them have the same answer. They're all already covered in a Mishnah, Maseches Arla. So then our Mishnah wrapped it up by saying harei elu, all of these things that are asr even b'kol shu. So the mutei man, as opposed to what? When we say harei elu, it's coming to tell me that there's something else I would have thought makes the list but doesn't. So the mutei davar shel minyan v'lavi suri anah, to exclude that which is a davar shel minyan but is not asr b'anah, that doesn't make the list in our Mishnah. Like a chatichas nevela, it's mutar b'anah, but it's a davar shel minyan, so it will not asr b'kolshu. It doesn't make the list in the Mishnah because it's not true. It will not asr b'kolshu. And inami l'mutei suri anah v'lo davar shel minyan, or something that's asr b'anah but is not a davar shel minyan, like a piece of chametz on Pesach that's asr b'anah but it's not a davar shel minyan. So it will not aser b'kol shehu, right? That's what that's what it seems. That anything that doesn't have both of the criteria that we're looking for doesn't have the halacha that our Mishnah says. It's not just a matter of what's worthy of mentioning in our Mishnah, what makes the list in terms of worthy of mentioning. It's what would be true in our Mishnah. If it doesn't have both of these qualities, it would not aser b'kol shehu. So the Tana of our Mishnah holds that only davar shel minyan and is this b'anah is going to asr b'kol shu. But if it's an isr b'anah and not a davar shel minyan, or davar shel minyan is mutar b'anah, it will not asr the tarovus b'kol shu. However, there are rishonim that raise the kasha as follows. Tosos and many other rishonim ask. There is a Mishnah in Chulin Daf Kuf that tells us that a chatichas nevela that falls into other chatichos does not become batal. Because even though it's mutar b'anah, it's a davar shel minyan, a davar shel minyan is not batal. So it seems pretty clear from the Mishnah Maseches Chulin that having just one of the two qualities that our Mishnah is looking for is enough to make it that it's not going to become batel afilu be'elef. But if you're going to say that our Gemara means that anything that doesn't have both qualities will become batel, it's against that Mishnah. So that's why a number of the Rishonim say that our Gemara does not mean to say that the Tana of our Mishnah holds the halacha that which is sold b'minyan and is mutar b'anah will not asur the tarovus b'kol shu. No, it's just saying it doesn't warrant mentioning in our Mishnah, that in order to be mentioned in our Mishnah, you need both qualities. In order to asr b'kol shu, maybe you only need one of these qualities. You only need to be a davar shel b'minyan. Tosa says, come on, how could that be? Meaning, what do we say? L'mutei mai, what's our Mishnah coming to exclude? And we give two examples of what it's coming to exclude. That which is only isurei hana'ah, and that which is only a davar shel b'minyan. So Tosa says, that which is only isurei hana'ah does not asr b'kol shu. Right? That for sure. A kol shu would not asr the whole tarovus. So you're going to tell me when we say lumute two things, one of them doesn't asr b'kol shu and the other one does asr b'kol shu. That which is isur anah does not asr b'kol shu. That which is davar shel minyan does asr b'kol shu. It's not mistaver. So Tosfos says it could be that lumute of the seifa is that the Tana doesn't bring this din in the Mishnah, but ladina there's a way that even that which is asr b'anah and is not a davar shel minyan will asr b'kol shu. Like chametz b'pesach, that asr b'anah and is not a davar shel minyan, asr afilu b'mashu. So maybe both of them actually do asr b'kol shu. Okay, so now says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Yayin nesach shnafal bar. You have yayin nesach, mamish yayin nesach. It falls into a bar of kosher wine. Kulo asr b'anah. The entire tarovis is asr b'anah. Because the Yayin Nesach asers the Tarovus b'kol shu. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the Yayin Nesach gets mixed into the bar does not aser the entire Yayin Bana. Rather, Yimacher Kulu Lavid Chavim, sell the entire Tarovus to Novid Chavim, and Chutz Midme Yayin Nesach Shmo, but only charge for the amount of wine that's Yayin Shalheter. So if you have 10 gallons of Yayin Heter and an ounce of Yayin Nesach falls in, so sell the whole Tarovus tarovis for what you would charge for 10 gallons, not for what you would charge for 10 gallons and an ounce, and then you didn't get any anah from the yayin nesach. That's what Rishon Gamliel holds. So how do we paskin? Samarav halachah from Rishon Gamliel, that we paskin that the entire wine does not become aser, the entire tarovis of wine does not become aser. You can sell it to a guy, chutz midmei yayin nesach shabo. However, that's only chavis b'chavis. That's only if it's a small barrel of yayin nesach that got mixed in with 1,000 other barrels of other wine, so then you could sell the whole truckload of barrels of yayin for the amount of barrels that are not yayin esach. Avalo yayin b'yayin, but if it's actual liquid that gets mixed in with other liquid, if it's wine that gets mixed in with other wine, the whole thing taka does become asubana. Ushmuel amar afilu yayin b'yayin, and Shmuel says even if it's a mixture of yayin b'yayin, that we still follow Rishon Gamliel, that the whole thing does not become asur, you could sell the whole tarovitz chutz midmei yayin esach shabo. V'chein amar Rabba bar Bachan amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu yayin b'yayin, that we pass on like Rishon Gamliel. V'chein amar Shmuel ben Asur amar Bichanina afilu yayin b'yayin. V'chein amar Nachman amar Ravu afilu yayin b'yayin. So a lot of big people that said that even a drop of wine of yayin esach gets mixed into to a vat of wine that's kosher, you could sell the whole thing chutz midmei yayin esach. So amar Rav Nachman halacha lema'ase, he says the halacha to paskin lema'isa is yayin esach yayin b'yayin aser, that if it gets mixed in yayin with yayin, the whole thing is aser b'ana, and you cannot sell it to a guy. But chavis b'chavis mutter, if it's a barrel of yayin nesach, it's mixed in with a barrel of heter, then it's going to be mutter, you can sell it to a guy chutz midmei yayin nesach. But stam yayin of a guy that we don't know if it was nesnasich level d'zaru or not, then afilu yayin b'yayin mutter, then even if it's a mixture of yayin b'yayin, it's going to be mutter, and you can sell the whole taroves chutz midmei yayin. And Rashi writes, V'chein halacha, that we pass in, right? The last two words of Rashi on the page are V'chein halacha, that we pass in like this. And Rashi rarely takes a halachic stance. Usually when he does, we don't pass in like him. Over here, we do, right? In Yaradeya, in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, we pass in V'chein halacha. The Ramah and the Shach over there discuss whether B'zman Hazeh we could be Mekel B'stam Yenam, even Yayin B'Yayin, to be bottled B'shishim. Maybe Stam Yenam is even more kal nowadays when it's not the derech l'isnasich, when people are not menasich at all. So maybe it's it would even if forget about selling the whole thing, chutz midmei yayin esach, well, the whole it just might become batel. It might become batel b'shishim. Okay, new Mishnah now, the top of Amud Beis. So now we move on to kashering. So this is a whole new topic. Gas shel evan. You have a wine press made out of stone, shezipsa ovid kochavim, that an ovid kochavim lined it with tar. And they used to pour a little bit of wine in the tar to take away the smoky taste of the zephes, to counteract the negative tam of the zephes. So in the zephes had a little bit of yayin in it. So if a Jew wants to use this wine press, minagva vihitore, he's got to dry it out. The Gemara will discuss what that involves. How do you dry it out? But you dry it out and then it becomes kosher. The shell eights, if the wine press is made out of eights, and again it's zivsa ovid chavim, that an ovid chavim lined with tar that had a little bit of wine mixed in. Rebbe Omer Yenagev, Rebbe says you dry it out. V'cham Omerim yiklof es hazefes, you need to peel off the zephes. Not good enough to dry it out. That's not going to do a good enough job. You need to actually peel it off and then be menagev it. V'shel cheres afal pi shekolof es hazefes harezu asura. And if it's made out of cheres, then even kilif doesn't work. So even klipa, even taking off of the klipa of the zephes is not going to work. So three different types of wine presses. That which is made out of stone, which is the easiest to kasher. That which is made out of eights, which is more difficult to kasher. And that which is made out of cheres, which is impossible to kasher. Right? Those are the three types of wine press. So Amar Rava, when it says that you need niguv in a stone wine press, dafka zipsa, aval dorach below. That's only if they lined it with pitch, but if the guy actually pressed wine in it and did not line it first, then it doesn't require niguv, then you could just rinse it off. So it says Gemara, pshita, zipsa tanan. Yeah, that's why the Mishnah said that it was zipsa. That's when it needs niguv. So obviously, if you were not zipsa, then it does not need niguv. No, ma'u detema hu adin afilu darachba. I might have thought that it requires niguv even if it was not zipsa and he was darachba. V'aydu ktani zipsa orcha demilsa ktani. And the only reason it said zipsa is because that's the normal normal thing to do, that they would put some wine in the press when they would be seal it, and it's not coming to be mema'it darachba. So kamashmala, and that's why Rav has to tell me that when the Tana says zipsa, that it's only if it's zipsa requires niguv. But if it's not zipsa, it was only darachba, then you could just rinse it off. It does not require this process called niguv, which we haven't yet described. There's another version of what Rava said, that dafka zipsa avol darachba lo sagi la beniguv, that darachba is more chamur. The first version of Rava is that darachba would be more kal, that if it's just darachba, okay, so just rinse it out. The second version of Rava is no, that if it's darachba, niguv is not enough. You're going to need to do a klipa and then a niguv in order to make it kosher. Says Gemara, and on that the Gemara says pshita zipsa tanan, that it's obvious that only if it's zipsa will niguv be enough because it says zipsa. And the answer is, I might have thought that even if darachba, just drying it, just doing a niguv is good enough, I diktani zipsa urcha de milsa ktani, and just mention zipsa because that's the more common case. Kamash malan, dafka zipsa vol darachba lo sagi lo beniguv. That's why Rava needs to tell me that if it's darachba, niguv is not enough. So two vastly different versions of what Rava said. Either if it's darachba, you could just rinse it off, or if it's darachba, then niguv is not going to be enough. You need something more intense than niguv. So the Gemara says the second lashon is correct, because kiyahu dasal kamed Rabbi Chiya, there was a mice of a guy that was zipsa his wine press, and the shaila came to Rabbi Chiya amalei. So havli gavra de dachi li matzar tai. So the guy said, give me someone. You know, he basically went to the local yeshiva. Said, you have someone here who can kasha things for me, right? They offer these services sometimes. You have an out of town yeshiva, they'll send someone who will go kasher, or Chabad, or whatever. They'll send someone who will go kasher the apartment, will go kasher, whatever. So he said, you have someone here that can come kasher the wine press for me? Some lay the Rav. So Chia said to Rav, Zilbade, go with this guy, v'chazi d'lo mitzvachas alai be'medrasha, and see to it that you do a good job, that his wine doesn't get ruined, because then he's going to have tainas on me in the base medrash, that I did wrong by him. So Azul chazi d'avashia tfei, Rav went and he saw that it was very smooth, this wine press. Amar, so he said, okay, niguv is for sure going to be enough on this. While he was going there, Chazal Pilamutusei, he saw certain grooves under the stone, the Chazadav Malachamra, and he saw that it was full of wine. Amar Halo Sagila Benigov. He says, oh, well, Nigov is not going to be enough. Elo Bekilof. We need to do Kilof on this, because this wasn't just Zipsa, this was Darachba. It's clear. There's the evidence is here that he was Dorech Anovim in this. Vainadamali Chavivi. And this is what Rabbi Chiya must have meant when he said, my uncle, Rabbi Chiya, because he was his uncle. Rav was Ben Achiv and Ben Ach of Rabbi Chiya. Iva was Rav's father, who was Rabbi Chiya's brother, paternal brother, and Rav's mother was Rabbi Chiya's maternal sister. So he was his uncle on both sides. So he said, this is what my uncle, double uncle, said to me, Chazid lo mitzvah chasalai be'midrasha, that you better do a good job so you don't have titles on me in the base marriage. Had I just gone and been menagiv it, that would not have been sufficient, and then it would have trafed up everything this guy would have done with it afterwards, and he would have had major titles on me. So that's why he was telling me that I better be careful. And that's why niguv was not enough in this case, like the second version of Rav. Tan Rabbana. So, okay, how are we metaher? How do we kasher these kelim? So the Braisa says, Hagas, if you have a wine press that they were actually Dorich and Avmin, Vamachatz, and the kelim that they used to bring the wine out of the bar and put it into barrels, Vamashbech, that which they pour the wine from one kli to another kli, and like the funnel, Shalov Dik Chavim, that are made out of Cheres, and they're not Mezupaf, Rebbe Mati Beniguv, Vachamos, Rebbe says you just do niguv, and the Chum say not good enough. Umod Rebbe bekankanim shel ovdei chavim. Rebbe agrees that the jugs of ovdei chavim shehein asurin, that even though they were not mezafis them, they're going to be asur. So ma hefresh bin zelzeh, what's the chiluk between the kankanim, which are asur, and the other kelim that are mutter once you do niguv? So zeh machniso bekiyum, zeh in machniso bekiyum. The kankanim, the ovdei chavim, puts the wine there to stay there for a very long time, and therefore niguv is not going to work to kasher it. But a gas and the mach machatz and the mashpech, they just have wine pass through them for a short amount of time, so niguv is going to be good enough. Shel eitz v'shel even yinagev. And we then said in the Mishnah, in the Brisa rather, the Brisa says, and if these kelim were made out of wood or made out of stone, then you could be menagev them. Muzupaf in asurin. But the Brisa concludes, if they're mezupaf, then they're asur until you do a klipa on them. Va'atnan, but doesn't our Mishnah say, gas shel even shezipso v'chavim menagva v'hitora, that niguv is good enough, you don't need to do a klipa on it. So the Brisa says that gas shel even mezupafes is asur according to everyone. And our Mishnah says that according to a Rebbe, a gas shel eitz, that's mezupafes, yinagev. In the Brisa it sounds like gas shel eitz is mezupafes is asur even according to Rebbe, because he didn't make any such chilek. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Brisa are not talking about the same case. Masnisin to lo darachba, Brisa the darachba. The Mishnah is talking about where all you did was your mezafis, and all you did was you lined it with the pitch. But the Brisa is talking about where they actually were dorei chanavim in it. So therefore, the grapes and the wine got into the crevices. So Amar Mar, the Brisa had said, Hagas v'amachas v'amashpech shalov v'chavim, Rebbe matir b'niguv. The Rebbe says you could do niguv v'chamoshin. V'anan tzan shal cheres alf b'shal kalafas esevet sarezu asura. But didn't we learn that if it's made out of cheres, even if you do a klipa, it's going to be asur? Amar Rav, sefet the Sefer of our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. It's going like the Chacham that disagree with Rebbe and the Brisa and hold that the Gas is going to be Asir. Dorash Rava Na'ava Artachu, that that they were Martiach, the wine press that was bought from the guy. What does that mean? That it got a wine press of eight or of Evan, that is Mizufefes, and they were Dorech on, that the Brisa said, according to everyone, it's going to be Asir HaChiyiklov. If you want to use it, you're going to need reticha. You're going to need to do hagala berotchim. You're going to need to do hagala with boiling water. Rava ki ava meshadur gulfi laharpanya. When Rava would send empty jugs to a place called Harpanya, he would put them in a bag, sachvlu apumayu, and he would turn the jugs over on their edges, v'chasimlu abritrayu, and he would tie the bags on to where the bottom of the jugs are. Kasavra called davar shemachnisa lukiyim, because he held any kli that is meant to hold wine for a long time. Afilu fisha, even if you let a guy have that kli for only a small amount of time, like you're sending it shipping with a guy, gozer be rabbanan. The rabbanan goes there that it should have a din of yayin itself, and therefore I have to send it with shnei chosamos. So that's why he would tie the knot on the bag on the shulei hakli in order to make sure that it has shnei chosamos. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with bameh min nagvan, where we'll discuss this process of kashering. Have a great day, everybody.